Chodesh Tov and Shalom Aleichem. My name is Eitan Fishbane, and I serve on the faculty of the Jewish Theological Seminary, where I teach and write about Jewish mysticism, from medieval Kabbalah to modern Hasidism. Today I'd like to tell you a bit about my latest book, just released by Jewish Lights Publishing, entitled The Sabbath Soul, Mystical Reflections on the Transformative Power of Holy Time. The writing of this book emerged for me through the convergence of my scholarly interest in the mystical literature of Hasidism in Eastern Europe, and my own quest to engage with sources that would deepen the experience of Shabbat for me and for others. It's a work that I also consider to be reflective of the new JTS mission: to genuinely bridge academic scholarship with the inspiration and education of the broader Jewish community. The structure of the book is a selection of primary sources that I have excerpted from a wide range of Hasidic literature, from the earliest late 18th century teachings in the family and school of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, to the late 19th century classic, the Sfat Emet, of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Alter of Ger. These passages have been translated into English, most of them for the first time, and I've composed a facing page commentary that seeks to elucidate the spiritual theological dimensions of the text, with an eye to inspiration and religious transformation in our own time. Centering both on specific rituals and practices, including candle lighting, Kiddush, wearing white clothing, and the symbolic wholeness of challah, as well as categories of mystical experience that the Hasidic masters associated with the seventh day, I aim to provide anchors of intention for a reflective engagement with the Sabbath and its rhythms of holiness. Shaped by the foundational insights of the Zohar in medieval Spain, and originally based on an idea found in older rabbinic texts, the mystics believed that the entrance of Shabbat is marked by the influx of a new soul into the person, a nishmata chadita in the Aramaic of the Zohar, that infuses the Jew with radiance and connection to the divine source. As most of you may already realize, this is the nature and meaning of the Sabbath soul alluded to in the title of the book. As I discuss in my interpretations of the sources, the later Hasidic inheritors of this model from the Zohar asserted that the altered soul on Shabbat brings with it a radically transformed state of awareness, a consciousness opened into fresh perception of the divine immanence and presence in this world. According to several of the mystics translated in my book, the Jew is able to see with the eyes of a deeper spiritual sight on the Holy Sabbath. The person is no longer obstructed and distanced by the distracting veils of materiality. In this respect, it is wonderfully appropriate to be sharing these words on Rosh Chodesh. For the Hasidic masters understood the holy time of Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh to be both endowed with a different plane of access and openness to the inner sanctuary of divine indwelling. These Hasidic preachers conveyed this teaching through a reading of the prophecy found in the 46th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, wherein the prophet speaks of the future rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. Ko amar Adonai Elohim sha'ar hechatzer ha'pnimit ha'pone kadim יהיה סגור ששת ימי המעשה, וביום השבת ייפתח, וביום החודש ייפתח. During the 6 days of the week, the gate to the inner courtyard that faces east shall be closed, but on Shabbat and on the first of the month it shall be opened. The Hasidic thinkers, exemplified in my book through a text from the Degel Machane Ephraim, reflecting the teachings of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Ephraim of Sudelkov, grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, we frame this prophecy about the rebuilt physical temple to refer to the inner temple of the heart, the interior of the human being, where the divine point of light and presence dwells. On Shabbat, our minds become clarified. We are able to access the inner courtyard of divine holiness in a way that is so much harder to do during the 6 days of ordinary time. To be infused with the extra soul of Shabbat is to be inspired with a heightened state of spiritual perception and awareness of the sacred. Several of the Hasidic masters discussed in the Sabbath Soul also understand Shabbat as a larger cosmic force, one that is derived from the very being and essence of divinity. Shabbat is, as philosophers might put it, an ontological substance, part of the very fabric of reality, an emanation of celestial light that flows forth from the infinite wellspring of divine energy. The Sabbath is not merely a segment of time as it exists in the earthly realm. It is an extension of the very identity and unity of God. Its manifestation in this world is a kind of divine incarnation, an indwelling of the heavenly radiance. Another early Hasidic master considered in the book, Rabbi Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl, whose teachings preserve many traditions attributed to the Besht, states that Shabbat, as a divinely emanated substance, is the life force of the world, chiyut ha'olam, the soul and spirit to the body of mundane existence, nishmat kol ha'olam. The 6 days of ordinary time are like olam hazeh, while Shabbat is a semblance of olam haba, an allusion which of course goes back to much older rabbinic sources. In crossing the threshold into the Sabbath, we enter into the terrain of redemption, into the possibility of perfection and transcendence. It is the realm that is all soul, the beating heart and core of all other existence. It is for this reason that the Hasidic mystics also conceived of Shabbat as the ultimate vehicle to devotional attachment, to the binding of self to divinity. As finite and limited creatures, we are only able to bridge the abyss to divine infinity through the mysterious portal of Shabbat. As Rabbi Menachem Nachum teaches in Sefer Me'orei Na'im, quoting the Zohar, Shabbat, Shema Dekud Shabrichu, Shabbat is the name of the Holy One. And, as the Kabbalists frequently articulate, the divine name is an embodiment, a manifestation of the structure and essence of the divine self. Like the Torah, according to the mystics, Shabbat is the presence of God in our earthly realm. The ultimate aim of the life of the mitzvot, the Hasidim asserted, is to worship God with a heart aflame with love and devotional passion. Through this state of hitlahavut, the religious practitioner may attain the highest rung of dvekut, a mystical binding of the human self to the luminous divine root of existence. This, it is emphasized, is the deep mystery and purpose of Shabbat, to raise us up to the divine embrace, to open our eyes and our souls to revelation and redemption.